Did you fix your thing problem or whatever from last time?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what my problem was last time. I always have a problem.
with your mic or something, or mic was loose backwards? Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good now. Is Eddie coming?
He's on his way. Happy as usual. Let's talk shit before he puts his headphones on.
Hey, did you hear Jerry Springer died?
I heard.
That's why Eddie's upset.
That's why Eddie's upset?
Is that why you're sad, Eddie?
About what?
And Jerry Springer died?
Oh, he died?
Wow. Damn, that's cold.
At least it wasn't Jerry that works with you.
Steve? The other Jerry?
Jerry Herman? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, he died, huh? Unbelievable.
Huh? Yeah, they just told you, Eddie. Mm-hmm.
Jerry. No more fighting on TV. Huh?
But he didn't do that for a while, right? He, like, stopped doing that.
Yeah, he's retired, huh?
Yeah, they said he was sick. I don't know what was wrong with him.
You're sick and tired.
You are the Eddie? Father. Oh, no, that's the other guy. Huh?
That's Maury Povich.
He died too, huh?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Is Maury Povich alive, Alberto?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh.
He's married. Still married? He's still married to Connie Chung?
Connie Chung, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right, huh? He was married to that.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight, huh?
Are they still married? That's the question.
I think so.
Everybody thinks so, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's still married to her.
They were pretty old back then, weren't they?
He's probably in his, 70s, 80s? Or late 70s?
Probably, 70s.
Maury who? Maury Povich?
Maury Povich.
Yeah. Connie Chung?
Did the crazy shows, huh? Maury Povich and Jerry Springer.
Oh, shit.
They're not like Oprah and
Phil. Nope. Donahue. It was trash. Phil Donahue. Yeah.
Phil Donahue.
Mary, man, what's her name? Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah. I used to like Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
And Sally Jesse, I didn't like. I just thought she was fake.
Is Phil Donahue still alive?
Maybe he is.
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah, old as he.
He was like the producer of all the TV show, all the game shows.
Yeah,
Phil Donahue.
I think so. Like $25,000 Pyramid, all those ones. Card Shark.
Yeah, that wasn't Phil Donahue. That was I know who you're talking about. It's not. It wasn't Phil Donahue. It wasn't Alberto.
Chuck Woodbury.
No, not Chuck Willery. It was, Oh my God. The guy who had his hand in all the game shows. He produced them all or whatever.
Phil Donahue.
Not with Phil Donahue. Chuck Willery. The Love Connection? No.
Patsy Jack?
No.
Ray Combs?
I think he used to do Wheel of Fortune when it first came out. And then he never did nothing again. He like funded all these shows.
Pat Sajak?
No, before the very first guy who did, it started Merv Griffin, or Merv Griffin.
Oh yeah,
he was created by Merv Griffin.
Yeah, he was the one that would fund all those shows. Besides the Gong Show, that was Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris.
So that's here from Wikipedia. Griffin also created game shows Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, that's it? Okay, well, look up Phil Donahue, I guess. I guess he was
the show creator.
Phil Donahue?
It says that he was a producer.
Jeopardy.
Let's see.
I'm surprised. I thought Merv Griffin did a lot of shit. His name was pretty big, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did his own show, right? Merv Griffin show?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what I heard. I don't know. I don't care. All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. And here we are.
We're gonna...
I don't know what to say.
A full house.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
That's good. Everybody's happy.
A little cold.
I was just thinking
that. Like overcast.
A little chilly.
I got a fan on
today. Hmm? You know, we're gonna have to figure out how this when people watch on the group page or whatever the M25 group page, it never shows the names.
Yeah, it just says Facebook user.
Is it supposed to say that? Good morning, user.
I guess I'll have to snitch him out. I guess.
You have to switch them out. Oh, you can fix it?
No, I said snitch. I have to go find their identity.
Oh, snitch them out.
Go stop them.
Goodness gracious.
Well, good morning, Facebook user, whoever you are.
Oh, it's Steve's favorite.
Oh, it's Rick, Richard?
No. You'll have some chapstick comments coming up.
Oh, goodness
gracious. I always like it when Cynthia
Redhead
shows up.
So, we were just talking before the show started that Jerry Springer passed away today. He was 79 years old. Alyssa, I thought I'd just let you know that.
Oh, thank you.
What was he? Well, he wasn't still doing the show, was he? Or was he doing other things?
I don't think there've been new episodes for years.
Wasn't he a mayor?
Yeah.
He was a mayor of Cincinnati back in the day.
Cincinnati, huh? Back in the day.
I know he was a judge too.
Was he?
Yeah, that was after. I think that was after his talk show. Yeah, Judge Jerry or something like that.
But was he a judge this whole time, or did he become a judge after his TV shows? Because he was a real judge.
Maybe it was before his TV show, and then after his TV show, he was just like, "Oh, let's do another show." And we'll call it Judge Jerry or whatever.
Judge Jerry.
Imagine being a judge and then you go, "Oh, I'm going to go on a TV," and you have Jerry Springer. Then you go, "I'm done with that. Now I'm going to go be a judge again," and everybody knows you as Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
The crazy guy. Oh,
good.
My God.
You got someone to fall back on.
Yeah.
He sure did. That's a nice thing to fall back on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So,
Well, I'm thinking the Judge Jerry, that was another TV show after the Jerry Springer show. So I know he was a lawyer, so he did have a law degree, so I guess
anybody take him serious on the bench?
But it's a TV show. I mean, do you take Judge Judy serious?
Right. Yeah,
not really.
I would love to be on that show just to tell her off. Because I mean, the thing is,
but he was a lawyer before, right? He's always been a lawyer, right?
He was a lawyer. Then he got into politics, made it to mayor of Cincinnati. I guess he was a TV anchorman, and then that's when he, you know, he got the Jerry Springer show.
Very cool. Wow, what a life!
Yeah,
what a life. You know, he goes to school, he gets a law degree, then he becomes mayor.
And then he goes to
TV, that kind of show.
From law to chaos.
Goes to school that whole time to.
I think he didn't even try to like do like a legitimate show like an Oprah, Geraldo or something, and then you know they figure out, you know, and people want to see people argue and fight.
Yeah.
Did he? So he tried to do a serious show.
I believe in the beginning he tried to.
Well, Eddie says that he did, so yeah, he that did. Must... Okay, he Eddie.
Don't make light about Jerry Springer. You know, Eddie's going to get upset.
Right?
No, so, what, Eddie, did you see these episodes when they first came out? I don't remember him doing this.
He actually did a show like an Oprah, but then I think one day I turned it on and it was all kinds of fighting. What the hell?
That's reading from Wikipedia, so consider the source. Jerry Springer debuted on September 30th, 1991. It started as a politically oriented talk show, a longer version of Springer's commentaries. Guests included Oliver North and Jesse Jackson. And topics included homelessness and gun politics.
Wow, that was a regular show then.
Yeah, and
yeah, he had good intentions, but then the ratings were better when the fighting.
That's what happens when you have those kind of guests. You know?
He got a new producer, and then in early 94, Springer and his new producer, Richard Dominic, revamped the show's format in order to garner higher ratings.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So the new producer shook things up a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. Well, that's what
hiding on the show.
That's what everybody knows him as.
Well, he had to have that bodyguard, huh?
Was it Steve?
He had his own show or something. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got his own show too.
He got his own show too.
That's what we got to do with the M25 show. We'll just have people and bring them in and have them fight. You know, who's going to be the bodyguard here?
We'll have Eddie
break up the fights.
How many years did that show go on?
Okay. Jerry Springer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eddie, what are you talking about?
It debuted in what, 91?
From 1991 to
2018.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, that's a long one.
Says on July 26, 2018, Jerry Springer aired its final episode in syndication after 27 seasons.
Wow, that's
so. If you see anything now, it's a rerun.
So is that one of the longest talk shows, if not the longest, call those kind of shows?
Phil Donahue was on for a long time. I don't know how long, but
Phil Donahue. Because
he was like the what they call it, the
grandfather.
Yeah, like the...
Well, just because he was one of the first doesn't mean he lasts. I mean, I don't remember him after...
I don't know. Do you consider, like, Good Morning America a talk show? Or is that, like, a new...
Well, I think Donahue, he had a show kind of fighting Oprah, and then he ended it, and then he showed up on MSNBC for a few years, and then that's it.
No, I'm talking about, like, these talk shows like Oprah Winfrey, Phil Donahue, who else was there? Sally Jetty... who else was out there? Alyssa, help me out here.
Geraldo?
Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake. Yeah, those type of shows. They were like in the morning shows, right?
Yeah.
Afternoon.
Daytime.
Oh, yeah.
After the soap operas before, you know, prime time.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie, get out of here.
She's new. We're talking about 80s and 90s. That's new. And it's no more, so...
What's that black guy, Arsenio Hall?
That's nighttime, Phil.
That's at night.
Well, Eddie,
for Eddie, you know, that...
I feel like how Eddie 11, says, who's that black guy?
11 p.m. was this morning.
Arsenio Hall.
That's a night. Those are late night.
Those are late night shows.
Totally different.
Yeah. Well, the Tonight Show has been on forever. I mean, that would...
Yeah. I was at... I'm talking about the midday ones. Who was the longest? Is it... What's his name?
Kelly Clarkson.
Jerry Springer?
Donahue? Jerry Springer.
Oh.
I'm sure one of the longest.
I don't think Phil Donahue was on that long. I know. I think he was. He had a run until Oprah ran him off, I believe.
Yeah, Oprah.
I don't think he was on that long.
Oprah took over.
Yeah, she took over. And then she took off.
Good. She got her money and she took off.
Yes.
The Gayle King show. All kinds of shows. M25 show.
Maury Povich.
He's the longest?
Ran 31 seasons.
Damn.
Maury Povich?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So he beat out Jerry Springer.
With a run spanning 31 seasons, Maury is the longest running daytime talk show with a single host in American history.
Wow. There you go, Eddie. Beat out your dude. Yep. Well, anyway, rest in peace, Jerry. I know you came in second, but you had a good career.
You're first in our hearts.
That's right.
Not mine.
Very smart man.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie's more moral there. He didn't like all the Eddie's fighting.
Disappointed.
Let's see. They have the top ten.
Eddie was almost on that show one time.
Which is Jimmy Kimmel was 18. Is 18 years.
But he's late night.
Alan Kimmel. Yeah, these are just regular. These are, I guess, day and night. Alan is 18 years. Kelly Ripa is 20. Is she 20 years?
Don't worry. From what I hear, that show's gonna be dead soon.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's still there. Bring back that other dude.
Regis? No, he's gone.
Regis is dead.
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, he died. Yeah,
whoa, happened. Wait a minute.
Oh, no. More breaking news.
Yeah, Regis died.
What?
Man. When did he die? 2021?
David Letterman was for 22 years.
Oh, my God.
I'll get you your information, Steve.
Oh. Oprah was 25.
You have to pound a Mountain Dew for that.
Larry King was 25.
Oh, yeah, Larry King.
Oh, my God.
Jerry Springer was 27 years.
We just had in 2020.
Phil Donahue was 29 years.
Oh, yeah, I guess he was on for a little while.
Yeah, he was on for a long time.
Well, he must have started in the 60s.
Regis was for 29 years.
Is he still alive?
Johnny Carson, 30 years.
No, Eddie, he's passed away. I didn't even know until today. Regis Philbin is gone?
Yeah, he passed away a while ago.
July 25th, 2020. Man.
We
were in the middle of COVID. It kind of probably got buried.
A long time ago. Okay.
You know what he died of?
No.
Of COVID?
I'll see what he died of.
Oh, man. Okay, look, I don't want to talk about it now. I'm going to get all upset. All right, we're going to get our guests. Our guests are in the waiting room. We're going to pull them out right now. And I can't believe it. I didn't even know. You think they would have made a bigger deal? He was all over the place.
Yeah.
Didn't he do game shows and hosting things? And he was like the face for TV for a while.
He did the
Password.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a new show that they had him go on for a minute and then just to get it going and then had somebody else take over?
It
was the revamped of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, yeah. I think.
That girl, what's her name?
I don't know, Eddie.
She took over the
weakest link.
Yeah, from like The View or...
She's like from The View.
One of those people.
Oh, The View. I don't want to talk about The View. Okay, let's get our guest out here.
Like,
No, I'm not a View person. I can't handle that. No offense. Whoever likes it, that's all good for y'all, but I can't handle that stuff. Let me see here. We have Cooking with Kitty and Tokyo-ish. Kitty Bell and Tatiana are our guest interviews today. They're in the waiting room. We're going to bring them out right now. We've had them on before, except for Kitty. We haven't had Kitty on, but we've had Tatiana on. So now we got them both. They have a cooking show, Alyssa.
Nice.
That they stream on. Let me get it right. TikTok and YouTube. So I think there's other ones too, but I'll bring them out and they can tell us all the good stuff about it. Here we go. Let's bring them out. Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Wow. Let's see. Hey. Oh, what is that?
Oh, hold on.
What is that?
Oh, they have a virtual background.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just like it. Okay.
Yeah,
does it look weird though?
No.
No.
I have no hair.
Yeah, it looks like I saw some a black thing ball floating around.
It just looks like we have to call the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie, can you call it Ghostbusters? I can barely
right,
hear
is
them.
Better? Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Tatiana. Wait, Kitty Bell. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
And then Tatiana, we know Tatiana. How are you, Tatiana?
Hello, I'm good. You guys know me.
Yes. Yeah. Kitty, we have Alyssa up here. We have Alberto, and down below is Eddie, and myself is Steve. We're the MT5 Show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Can you hear?
Yes. Well, you got to talk into the mic. Yeah, remember?
Yeah,
you got to put your mouth on it, Kitty. You got to put your mouth on that thing.
Put your mouth on it.
Okay, yeah. A little bit closer. Mike, you have me now, right?
I was just telling Alyssa that you guys have a cooking show, And I wanted to ask, okay, the cooking show, is it your show and you have guests on, or is it your both shows? I'm confused here.
I do both. So I have a show with Tatiana that we do once a week, but with each other, and we do a cooking show, and we go live on TikTok, and we go live on Clapper and on other social medias just for promotions. And then I also have other girls come on as well during the week. Sometimes it's just I, and then I have my lovely friend who comes with me.
Gotcha.
And does my cooking, helps me my cooking.
Yes.
Well, actually, my helping is if you watch it, I'm just sitting there eating and grating cheese sometimes, but really don't do much.
Well, you gotta taste the product and let us know how it is, right?
Yeah, I taste it all, and then sometimes people will be like, "Get out of the way," so they can see.
are you like her? Are you the Vanna to her Pat?
Oh, here we go.
I'm game shows. And then they'll be like, "Hey, look at the little chubby one." I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's me. Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it."
So is what are you saying? Are these like comments that are going by?
Yeah, these are dead comments.
Seriously. Really? Yeah. Okay, wait a minute.
We interact with the camera a lot, so we read a lot of our followers and the comments. So we kind of have fun and interact with them. So we get a little of the funny comments, the parody, and whatnot. So we have fun with, you know, interacting with the audience.
They're like, "Get out of the way." We're looking at Kitty. I'm like, "Sorry."
I was. Does anybody? Does anybody ever I'm just asking, this is because not for my own sake, but does anybody ever ask about Kitty's butt? Just curious.
Yeah, that's what they want me to move out of the way.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm just I know it's they're a like, cooking show, but Eddie, you
they're
know.
They're like, "Hey, Chunky, you're blocking." I'm like, "Sorry." Sorry. Yeah. It's okay. It's fine. I'm only on the show because she gets the clout on mine because she looks good.
Hey, yeah. Help. Hey, people helping each other out. That's what it's all about, right? Networking.
Yeah, that's why. I'm like, "You don't need me. I'm just here for nothing."
Oh, stop
she needs
it.
Me. I have the ideas. I even actually brought over some bugs. Like, we ate scorpions and we ate ants
and mealworms. We had fun eating mealworms off of
The
corn fritters.
Yeah,
you couldn't taste them, but then it was really, really crunchy.
Oh my god, I don't know about this.
She screamed
Alyssa.
Really loud because she thought she picked one up. She thought it moved, and they're freeze dried. And she like starts screaming. And then she scared me, so I shoved it in my mouth to eat it really fast. And she goes, "That's your first reaction?" I'm like, "Yeah, because if it's moving, I'm not gonna eat it."
So
paid money for those.
So who brought the bugs? Who brought the bugs?
You already know. You know it's me.
Just for the heck of it, or is that
she goes, "Are we gonna go find them?" I said, "No, we're not gonna go find them." I ordered them from Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they made the scorpion look like he was like this big, and he was like leg missing. He looked
Eddie,
like a handicap.
What's going on? You can order bugs from Walmart, Eddie?
I guess.
Edible bugs, yeah.
Come in chocolate.
Alyssa?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Alberto, do you know about this? Can you get that food cart or can you do it delivery?
On DoorDash, maybe.
Well, it came like separate from my groceries. It was like you had to order it from somewhere.
So if we went on to Walmart website and what is that thing where they get in the truck and they drive it to your house? What is that called?
Instacart.
I don't know. I just had it delivered.
Home delivery, Steve.
Because remember, we were waiting for it for a while.
Bugs. Bugs the scorpions in your meal today.
She was sprinkling it on everything.
For reasons, and I mean.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Alyssa, would you eat a scorpion? Alyssa, what bug would you eat? Alyssa, what bug would you eat?
Oh, I'm sure I've eaten spiders in my sleep, but...
No, I'm talking about awake, and you're ready to gulp it down like these girls here.
I don't know. I have no idea. I had to talk her into it, though.
She wasn't really happy about it at first.
Yeah, well, maybe a mealworm. I don't know.
Oh,
they're actually pretty
something,
good. Like,
something kind of small. No,
no, but Alyssa, if you bite that mealworm, they're all thick and juicy. You get all that squirt in your mouth. Unless you like that,
yeah.
Okay,
she's
mine. Don't matter.
Yes, we were both gagging though. We really did. We both gagged on it and spit it out. Like.
only way I'm eating any kind of bug is off Kitty's butt. That's it. That's only that's the only thing I'm.
Once it gets on there, you're not gonna find it.
I'll look, all right. I'll look. I'll get my Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass out and look.
Hold on.
Have fun looking at it, I guess. Eddie, what do you think about this bug eating?
I only eat gummy worms.
Oh.
That's a good gummy worm. Yes.
Yeah.
Do gummy worms count?
Yum. No. I mean, with bugs inside them, like
num. Yes.
They have bug, like candy with bugs inside.
Ooh. We should try that next. You will feel gummy and buggy.
You're gonna freak out again. So
I had to help you for a whole like month.
Chocolate
you
covered
do this
ants?
On your cooking show? Does this help bring people in eating bugs?
It actually yes it does because of the variety of cooking delicious meals. We get bake it from scratch. We follow the recipe to follow it to the T and. I can make it live with you from scratch, not no extra prep at all. Everybody can do it. And then
she's a mathematician. Let me tell you, this girl conversion. She's like one cup of milk is like one third of this, and this, and she's going through, and I'm like, just put two cups. And just she's very precise.
And I hope there's platters and stuff that you make without bugs, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was just a one-time thing, or is this
people pay for it, so they paid for all of it. They send money for us to do that, and then the cooking after dark and all that.
So, you cook normal stuff without the mealworms, without the bugs, without the spiders.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to have a night, have just a variety. I make some Greek food, make some Italian,
yes,
Spanish.
Some bugs. My mother came
make some
over.
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream. We're gonna do. My mom came over for the Italian cooking, and you can see her on YouTube. And my mom freezes when she sees the camera. Well, she loves Kitty, so she was. I had to tell her to be quiet. I'm like, we're trying to cook. Can you go? And she's like, oh. I was like, you were supposed to be a guest, not a full main feature. She was.
She's talking off of me.
Alyssa, you got a question for the ladies?
Yeah, do you guys just cook meals? Do you bake? And is it your kitchen that you use, Tatiana?
No, we're at Kitty's house because she only lives just a few minutes from me. And we found that out through Angie AR15. They were friends. They did content. And then she's like, oh, you're going to love this girl. We realized, like I said, we lived not 8 minutes away, I think. And yeah, give or take. And then her kitchen is like beautiful. Like she's got... I mean, I have the dogs. She has a pig, but her pig sleeps all day and she rings the bell when she's hungry and that's it. There's nothing more to her. Yeah,
Eddie.
So we use hers, but we are starting where we do the travel kitchen. So if someone wants us to come, they pay for mainly Kitty, not me, but I just tag along.
I'll cook. She helps.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll go in anybody's house, have fun and hire us for the cookie show.
Okay. She's really hold on a second. Yeah. Tatiana, can you calm down over there? Can you calm down over there? I'm just here and I'm just in the way and yeah.
No,
if you're on the show, you're on the show, woman.
I know, but I'm telling you
part of the show.
You're part of the show, woman.
No, but I'm telling you the truth. They are paying for Kitty Bell. I'm just coming. No one's booked on my side. I'm telling you the truth. They're like, oh yeah, you coming? I was like, yep. They're like, okay, where's Kitty? I mean, dead serious. You can see the comments. I don't care.
Okay. Kitty.
I want to see that too.
Kitty, can I talk to you, Kitty, face to face right here? Me and you. Look at here.
Yes.
You have Tatiana. When she's on the show with you, mm-hmm. She's on the show with you, right? You may be doing what you're doing, but she's there doing what she's doing, right? So you two are... When she's there with you, so she's part of the show, right?
Yes, I'm caramelizing onions. She's playing with my booty. Yes.
Oh, good. And
yes, I'm just making sure.
Okay. Hey, Alyssa, Eddie, if that's not part of the show, playing with booty, I don't know what is.
Right.
I'm the filler.
And yes, I do. I also do some baking. I've made some carrot cakes, made some zucchini breads. I do enjoy baking as well, but I usually just focus on more of the cooking aspect because. I use it in my everyday life. And the baking, I kind of sits on the hips a little too long.
She doesn't like butter. She gets very angry when I have anything that does butter.
You don't like butter?
Butter's not allowed in the house.
Mm-mm. Oh,
because you just don't like it, or
it's too good and it sits it's a little too long.
So, what do you use instead of butter?
I can't believe it's not butter.
It's chicken broth.
Chicken broth.
So instead of apple, baking, but applesauce, cooking, right. Chicken broth.
And then we actually made the almond. So I had like 45 packs of almonds. Don't ask me how. I can't tell you. And brought her over like 10 bags, and she made almond milk and almond flour, and that's like $17.99. Oh, wow. So I thought I was being awesome.
So wait a minute. Why does Tatiana have a lot of bags of nuts? That's what I want to know.
Nutty.
She likes nutty. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, if I tell the truth, my husband brought them home and said, don't ask any questions. So you really want to know, but I don't ask any questions when the people and there's stuff in the fridge. I'm like, what? He's like, shh. So
just don't say a word.
Yep. And then I saw her on YouTube before I met her, and she said, if you feed me pork, or if you bring over pork, she'll love you forever. So I've been feeding her for friendship.
Wait a minute, she brought me almonds and I brought her pork.
Yeah, I've been sliding her food.
Wait a minute, so Kitty, you like pork but not butter?
Yes.
I like pork too. It's good.
The other white meat.
The other white meat. Yes.
The other white meat.
Chicken. Protein, lamb.
Eddie,
I love it all.
Yes.
You got a question for the ladies? Let me pull you up here.
When
Eddie.
You go cook for somebody, who sets the menu? Do they say, I want this cooked, or do you take your stuff and cook?
They usually just...
We partially curate it together. I ask them what kind of theme is it, what kind of party is it, and then ask them their dietary restrictions, and then I kind of gear it towards that. And then if they allow me some creative flexibility, then I kind of add an extra one or two variety in there as well.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, usually, they're all male, and they usually kind of don't care. They're like, could you just come over and use something in the blender? Anything that makes her like move, or you know, they're like, could you just stir up a bunch of stuff? Like they don't even care.
Is this true? They want you to come over just to look at Kitty? Is that it? They don't want no. They don't want no meal or nothing? Really?
I mean,
they get the meal. They definitely get the meal. Well, because we usually like, here's your delicious outfit. Thank you very much.
And then she will dine and get food everywhere. And, you know, I mean, it's a show. We're entertainers.
Hey, whatever sells. Yeah. Hey, whatever sells, right? And they not only do they get entertainment, they get good food. Correct?
They get delicious. Yeah.
There you
go. Really good at her food. I mean, she's very precise with it, and like I said, I'm just like that Italian where she's like, how do you do that? I'm like, girl, you just
toss it in.
Yeah. I don't know how to tell you. I promise.
Kitty, do you have a signature dish?
It is alagoey.
Alagoey
is an Indian dish. It's potatoes and cauliflower. It's I can make it from memory now. I've made it so many times, but it's my signature dish. It's a vegetarian. It's a side dish. So it is like steamed cauliflower and pan-seared potatoes with turmeric and some other lovely garam masala spices of the Indian dishes. So I usually tend to cook Indian, Italian, and Greek dishes.
Mm. Very interesting.
I love all those.
International.
Like gyros.
Taquitos, Eddie.
Gyros.
Oh. Gyros?
Gyros.
Gyros?
Gyros.
Okay, hold on a second. Eddie, if you're going to be talking about food, say it right, please.
That's how it's pronounced.
It is, but what did they say up north? Because I'm from Michigan. Gyros, right?
Gyros. Gyros. It's a gyros sandwich. I heard a friend of mine told me that's how it's pronounced. It's not gyro, it's gyros.
Oh, is it Spanish?
Okay. No, it's Greek.
Oh, so you say it in Spanish, though. How do you say it in Spanish, Eddie?
I don't know.
Taco.
Taco.
It's a Spanish taco. A gyro is a Spanish taco.
Oh, is it really? Yeah.
It's kind of like looks like a pita bread. Right?
I didn't know that.
Kind of like a puffy taco.
And then the meat is, it's a cross between lamb, beef, and usually sometimes they can put pork in it too, but it's usually just ground beef and pork and lamb, and they just grill it.
Oh my good. God. Delicious. Lamb meat is good. I had that for the first time a couple years ago. Oh my God, that was so soft and tender. And
you dip it in that white sauce.
Dip
it in the white sauce.
What white sauce? I didn't dip nothing in no white sauce.
Yeah, tzatziki sauce. Tzatziki. If you didn't get it, then you have to go redo it. Yeah.
Tzatziki sauce.
Well, I just had like lamb, like off of the cooking.
Dry lamb.
No, I put salt and pepper on it. And...
That's not a pizzazz.
It's going to add some flavor.
So white.
Lemon. Oh,
good taste buds. Could open them up.
Okay. Hey, calm down over there. Listen, I just had a big chunk of lamb. I didn't know I had to dip it in white sauce. And
you guys like to eat dry lamb with some salt and pepper? Shame on you two. Who made the lamb?
Hey, I'm a meat and potatoes man.
Not me. I wasn't there.
So why are you blaming them? He wasn't even there.
I wasn't invited to that meal.
I just had to.
You didn't invite her. She's not going to tell you about the sauce. Now you get some dry
lamb. You get it dry. That's what you get.
Yeah. Alyssa, okay, what white sauce are we talking about? She said you're the expert. Kind of like
I want to say like almost kind of like a cross nutty? Between maybe no like a ranch yogurt.
It's a little chunk of the cucumbers. Tzatziki sauce.
Ranch, yogurt, and cucumbers? And zucchini?
Greek yogurt actually tastes like sour cream. If you were to taste it by itself, it tastes like sour cream.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is very interesting. I don't know if that sounds very quench thirst. Or Alberto, does that sound really good to you?
Good.
A little bit of cucumber. A little bit of cucumber. What else, Eddie? It's cucumber, yogurt.
Greek yogurt, cucumbers, and there's, I don't know.
Ranch.
Whatever it is.
Lemon, a little bit. I think some lemon. Well.
Sounds good to me.
I guess, hey, to each is a maybe. I'll try it then.
They make the Greek fries where they put it on with the like cheese, the feta cheese and all that. And you put the tzatziki sauce on top and it's kind of like a Greek taco.
We have the area where we're located. There's a big Greek community in our area. So that is the reason why I have more of a diverse factor for the Greek, because I have a lot of other Greek markets and Greek friends that actually make these dishes. So that's more of a correlation of why I have a background in Greek food is just based off my region. The region has a lot of Greek people around here.
Mm. Interesting. How do people watch you and what where can they go to watch this show? You girls do.
On my YouTube page, Kitty Bell, KittiBelle. So you just type that into YouTube. You'll find my cooking shows. I do about 3-4 times a week.
These will come up.
Those will come up as well. I also go on my TikTok and on my Clapper. I'll give you my link tree out there later. And then you can find all my Clapper, my TikTok, and my YouTube on my pages. So more or less, just find my Clapper and
you can just Google her, Kitty Bell with an I. Yeah, she comes up. Yes. Comes up.
I'm on the data for you, Google, so you can find
me. You know what I want to say to Kitty? You said that very well, very professionally said. Very good. I liked it.
Scripted it. No, I'm doing it.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
Did you memorize that?
I was just going to say she did
very good. I was very, very impressed. Good job, Kitty.
You know when
you
ask somebody,
KittyBelle.com.
You'll see the link tree. You can find everything you need to find. If it's not there, then I don't have it. But link tree, KittyBelle, and I promise you, you won't want to miss what I have up my sleeve.
Forever.
Eddie, I'm going to pull Eddie up here. Eddie, what do you think is up Kitty's sleeve?
I don't know.
Oh, whoa, hold on here. Hold on, I gotta get you off there. See, Eddie, you made me miss it all.
You have a secret menu?
Sleeves. Not sleeves, but
sleeves.
You have a secret menu, Kitty?
Yes, that's on the menu. Muscles.
Yeah, I told you, cooking after dark. You thought I was lying?
What is that you're wearing, Kitty? You mind if I ask?
I know. Is that
it looked nice to me. I'm just curious what kind of outfit that is.
Your leggings.
One of those retro 70s outfits.
I was going to say, remember like Paula Abdul? Like,
yes.
Wait,
let's see.
Wait.
Oh. Oh Lordy, have mercy. Oh God. Okay. How do I order a meal? Hold on. Let me get my credit. Let me get my credit card out here, Eddie.
Actually, okay. I think because we had to get this together, I think you might have a personal phone number. You don't even have
Eddie, look at this. Look at this. This we got We got boobs right here.
Hey, look, this, let me tell you what happens. I'm like this, and they're like, get out of the way. So then see? You see it? You
see it? Fire out here, Steve.
Get out of the way. I wasn't lying.
Oh, my gosh. So,
because you know, my butt's big, too. It's way over here, so I have to make sure that...
Wow, this cooking show is Eddie. This cooking show is very interesting now.
Yeah,
fun.
Alyssa, what do you think about this?
Making me hungry.
My question is like, is there certain outfits that you wear while you're cooking? What do you wear? Mm,
good question.
So do you get requests to wear certain things? Do
the least?
Yeah, like do you cook in a bikini? Do you?
I don't do things too often because when I'm usually when I'm streaming live, I don't make sure. PG-13 appropriate, so I just keep it skin tight. I just show off the curves. I got it, flaunt it. It looks good. Make sure it's conservative, but still, I love bright colors. So if it's bright and it's tight, it's kitty.
Yeah, because she can wear a cat suit and be amazing. just, I'm like, what else do you have underneath? She's like nothing, just a cat suit. Looks like skin. Looks great all the time. Every time I come over, she looks like hotter and hotter. I'm like, Jesus, what'd you do? She's like, nothing, just woke up.
I laid outside and I got baked.
Yeah. And then she gets all tan and like she's like, no tan lines. I'm like,
is there an after? Is it like you said there was like an after
cooking after dark?
Yeah, is it like naked cooking or what is this after dark? It sounds more
things that we can't that she can nobody can do on TikTok because you know I got banned, but I got my account back.
So it's basically behind a paywall. So cooking after dark, because it since is basically less clothes and make sure there's a paywall for the most part. But
what is a paywall?
Where's your credit?
Oh, so you pay to?
It's a paywall. It keeps the minors out. Because there's a pay subscription. Verify you're 18. I make sure it's very safe.
So oh, very cool.
Plus.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. So it's adults only.
Correct.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And a lot of times 21 and older, only because if we're drinking or you just don't want to even sometimes get into 18. Just depends. Hey,
do you understand this, Eddie?
I do.
So me and you, we're okay to go into this. See, because we're adults here. Okay.
Yeah,
I like that. That's good. I was like, what's an adult wall? It's a paywall. I was like, what is a paywall?
It's still a wall.
Do you dessert too?
Oh,
we get dessert.
Eddie, can't you see the girls?
Yeah, a la mode.
A la mode.
A la mode. There you go.
Yes. But you know, you got to have something for everybody, you know, because people will see you on the sites and they ask, what else can we see? I mean, I don't know if that's just a thing. People want what they can't have. Guys.
They're still hungry.
See, they're still hungry. And then,
okay, wait a minute. When you say, can you give us an example? Okay, I'll go back to your PG cooking show in a minute. But for the after dark one, what are some of the requests, if you don't mind answering the question, what kind of requests do you get that's pretty... You know, pretty sexual, I guess. It's what it is, right? Is it guys, mostly sexual. Guys, right? What is some of the requests that you got to give us an idea and people that are watching that want to maybe do that night thing?
Naked. I've made cupcakes naked with a couple girlfriends we've made over here. So they got the guys got to watch the whole thing of making cupcakes. We will play whipped cream or it was icing. So we made icing bikinis.
Like the old Varsity Blues, remember?
Yes, wait a minute. Yeah. That was actually that was the name actually.
Bikini whipped cream bikini, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Icing.
Interesting.
Stays on a little bit better.
Yeah, icing.
Icing stays on better.
Whipped cream falls off, huh?
Yes, and then I like to do a lot of stirring. So I don't like using appliances as much. It's the manual stirring, so I get the movement. So after hours of dark, get the illusion factor. Sometimes get them going. Like, oh wow, she knows how to move those hips. So I more or less have put my whole body into it, And
oh, and a lot of bending over into the oven. They wish it to get stuff from the bottom of the freezer, or when I drop stuff and I'm
with no bottoms on. After dark.
Do you wear bottoms after dark? I mean,
hold on. It's privacy in my home.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm asking. Hey, well, Eddie, you know, some people might go, hey, wait a minute. They're going naked and bending over. I gotta sign up for this.
No, we're just getting stuff out of the oven.
As long as it's not cooking bacon, I can just about cook everything bacon. Bacon, I gotta protect the...
She's got a pig. Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's splashing. Hold on.
Alyssa, it sounds like they got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah, and you.
And me. I'm hungry. I'm hungry now.
So what do you think, Alyssa? This is something, you know, a cooking show. I've seen the cooking show, like the one they do during the day. I really like it, and I actually message them and go, I like the show they do, because they cook. They show you they're cooking the actual food. And I think I've seen him cook pizza.
Like, if you follow her recipe and you follow her time, she's good with timing, all kinds of stuff. If you follow it, you can really cook. If you can get around getting over, you know, the distractions, I always think that should be a challenge. Can you remake a dish after watching her?
I hear you. You gotta pay attention, Eddie. Yes. You know, I can imagine some people not paying attention, and maybe they're paying attention, but they're not paying attention to the cooking ingredients.
We did yoga, and I'm not a big fan of working out, but we did yoga because she's a yoga like master, and you can tell. And we were doing yoga, and I thought I was looking at the camera, and then I looked over, and we were kind of doing like hot yoga, so you get hot and you kind of melt.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Let me get me off there.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just getting ready. They're talking about sweaty ladies. I was getting excited there for a second. See what happens? Every time I like something.
You got too excited, Steve. You blew it.
Sweaty.
Push a button? Sweaty. Did you hit a button?
I didn't push anything. I was taking my pants off. You guys, what are you talking about? I didn't push anything. Here they are. They're back.
So that was the story.
And that's what happened.
And there's some sweat going on, and that's it.
All I got to say about that.
Yep.
I have the oven on right now.
Moving on. No, I'm joking.
375 is a little too hot for me right now.
Yeah.
Lisa, you got another question for the ladies?
So you guys are on TikTok and YouTube. And is there, you don't have a website? I'm thinking like for people that don't have, like, you know, believe it or not, there's people that don't have TikTok.
2023. No.
Right.
A lot of my TikTok shows end up on my YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just in case you missed it, download it, I upload it, and recreate it properly.
What is your TikTok handle? How can we find you on TikTok? How can we find you on, you said YouTube already. But how can we find you on TikTok? What's your handle on TikTok?
That is KITTIYOGI2. Yogi 2. Kitty Bell or Kitty Yogi 2. I've had a couple of TikTok accounts. I've had a create new ones, and I'm like,
they don't like entertainers. They don't like entertainers very much. So like I said, I was banned, suspended, and I want to tell you guys, listen, banned and suspended for life. Everybody told me I couldn't get it back. I bothered these people for 30 days straight until they finally surrendered and they gave me back my TikTok. When I tell you, I had like some big celebrities messaging me, asking me what lawyer I use. And I'm like, it's not a lawyer. Because they lost theirs and they had millions of followers. I just had like 15,000. But you know what's funny? They took like 3,000 followers away and I was very hurt. Because I organically went viral and used those. But I promised them, I said I will never. Well, they banned me live permanently, which is fine. I don't care. Ban me live. Yeah. I'm banned for life live. But it's okay. I just wanted, because I was like, please, my dead cat's on there. I need it. You know how you go through those stages of like, first I was mad, then I was like pleading, then I was like, what is it? The five stages of
grief?
Yeah. That's what I went through with them.
Oh.
I should post all the emails. Yeah, you guys are going to laugh.
give me it back. I need it. Yeah. I need it.
Actually, I told him it was my life.
Wow. So you're back.
No, it matters.
It came back 30 days later. It was a good break, but I also had withdrawals and it was terrible. I felt like I was like shivering in the corner. I'm like, oh, TikTok.
Just the best in the world.
I'm calling her. I was like, tell me what's up. But she gets banned from like Twitter. I don't even know how you get banned from Twitter. Tell me, have you guys ever heard of anybody getting banned from Twitter?
No. Oh, Donald Trump.
Don't think she's that innocent.
Somebody's asking if you have Instagram.
Yes, I do. So my Instagram handle is KITTIBELLE_IG. So it's basically Kitty Belle _IG.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. There you go. Tatiana, why don't you give out your links too? And
I need to. So, Lissa, I'm still getting the stupid labels for the lip gloss. Let me tell you why. Because everybody gets a sample and I'm going to do it. And this, and they try to do it and they can't do it right or whatever they find themselves not doing. I don't know. It's been ridiculous. So I'm going to have to make them myself. But I've been doing keychains with the scan code on the back. So I'm going to send you guys some other like little things that I have, but I promise you it's coming. I don't give up on me.
I will.
I promise. But I'm going to send you other stuff. I have some t-shirts. I have some other things and I make a lot of stuff. And then Neen, she is Neen Graphics in Pennsylvania. She's a really great friend. Neen Design, Neen Graphics, and she does everything. It's so cute. I love these. And they last. Like, they don't break because I break everything. Everything. Break proof.
All right.
So keychains. Yeah. I have keychains, socks, underwear. There's so many little things.
You're
on
these?
Yeah.
You tell me you had on these?
For dudes. They're boxers. You don't wear any. I was like, we don't wear any. How am I going to? You have some on? No. So where are you going to put them?
Wait a minute. Do you have underwear for guys or for girls?
For guys. Because most girls, well, in our industry, don't wear them. They get in the way.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, wow. I was going to say, I was all in there for a second.
I'll send you guys the undies. Well, I call my undies their boxers. My husband gets mad when I say, hey, your panties are on the floor. He's like, they're not panties. I'm like,
I would say the same thing, too.
Really?
Eddie, do you call your boxers? Do you wear boxers, Eddie, or what the hell do you wear?
Boxer briefs.
Okay, do you call them panties?
No.
I mean, listen.
I want to talk to you. What are you doing?
I'm busy, and I only have a vocabulary this big, so it's I deal with a lot of people, so I can't be like, "Where's your boxer briefs? Where's your T-Rex thongs?" Like, I can't name every pair of panties out there. There's a lot of styles, no?
That's why when you're Hispanic, you just say Chonies.
Chonies, yes. Okay. Or where's your get your banana hammocks off the floor?
Where's your britches?
Your britches.
Like, that just makes me think of my body shaper. Britches, those are like top to bottom to my knees. So,
britching tight, nice and squeeze.
Yeah. I'm not wearing one today. I said, forget it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't squeeze into it today. I wanted to eat. No, I wanted to eat. So,
okay, so you two are on a show once a week together, or is this one just
no,
whenever?
Once a week. Usually it's every Tuesday. We did Thursday just for you.
Okay.
I've never been here on a Thursday. And
So Tuesday's usually the day you two do the cooking show together.
Yeah. It's usually around 1 o'clock
Eastern Standard Time.
I don't know where we are.
Yes, Eastern Standard Time, between 12 and 1 o'clock. So it's basically a lunch. So you want to join in on Pacific Standard Time, to 3 hours. So you're eating your breakfast while you're watching me make my lunch.
Okay. So on TikTok?
TikTok, yes. TikTok.
So it streams on TikTok on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
Around the mid afternoon, early morning, depending on where.
And okay, then if you don't watch it live, it restreams, and then we will post later that. Do you post on that same day?
Within a 24-hour time period, I am already on it.
Yeah. But she, by herself, does sewing. She does art. She does the hot yoga. She does a lot of things, like other, things you can stream and see. Like, she's a
one woman band over here. Telling you, she does the gardening. Like, so there's nothing she doesn't do.
My YouTube has a lot of what I do. So just in case you're wondering, Kitty Bell on YouTube.
Kitty with an I.
So I try to be a diverse content creator. So if I can do, if I can learn how to do my own video editing, my own audio, my own clothes for the shows, my own audio producer, I try to encompass, be my own hot yoga instructor. Do you want to see my hot yoga done? Yes. And I get saucy and it does switch to the other channels for naked yoga.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yoga. So there's a variety of stuff going on, Eddie.
It's a variety show.
So basically, you're going to have to go to their, the best thing what I'm getting here is to go to their link trees and, yes. And then you could see what they got going on and whatever you're into. It sounds like they got a little bit of everything. So you could find it in the link
and
trees.
And if you see something that you want or you don't see something you want, just let us know. And if it's not totally weird, we'll do it.
DM me.
Well, I shouldn't say weird. Off the wall. Let me say that.
Just,
we do a lot of weird stuff, but
yes.
Well, it may be weird to some people, but for some people, they like it. It's not weird to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that they like, right, Eddie?
Yep. They'll adjust the menu for you.
Just the menu.
It's just a menu.
Listen,
oh,
side note, I had a friend. She was doing this shoot where they were doing a lot of things underwater, and she didn't want to do the underwater because we were supposed to meet at this underwater shoot with Kate Max also, and we all did. You go? You didn't go?
Yes, I did. I did go to that.
Did you do the underwater stuff?
No.
Okay, so they want you to do some weird stuff underwater, and Angie was like, "I don't look good wet." I was like, "I don't know. I have a lot of equipment," and it just was like something that you don't. Angie said, "If you do it and your fans like it, and that's not what you're into, you're gonna be stuck doing it." So, like, be true to what you do. You know, like, don't just do something because someone wants it. Like, if that's not what you're into, don't do it because you might be good at it and then get stuck doing it.
I hear you.
Yeah,
underwater drowning, scuba gear.
Underwater drowning scuba gear scene. So strange. I don't even want to say it. I don't know if we're allowed to say that word.
Underwater adventures.
Underwater adventures.
Yes,
underwater. And then my friend goes, "I don't want to die."
It was scuba gear. It was kind of cool though.
Like, didn't you take your scuba gear off? Jasmine did.
I was there to watch it.
I know she was sending lives. I was like, "Oh, that's nice. Hey."
So, all right, Eddie. I'm gonna pull you up, Eddie. Before we get out of here, do you have anything to say or anything maybe you would like to ask the ladies before we get out of here?
No, just wish them success. And keep baking. Keep cooking.
Some more cakes.
So bacon. Sorry, I've been trying to do this all day. You know I can't resist. And that was part of the yoga story. I'll have to tell you later.
Alyssa, anything for the ladies before we go?
Just, you know, good luck. Keep cooking. Hopefully, you know, you'll get a lot of people from TikTok. And I'm sure it's, you know, it's all guys. But I'm sure, have you ever done, like, for women? Have you had women request you?
I had some women requests, but my family is mostly men. Like,
yeah. Funny. So right. I showed her on TikTok how to look, and it shows you, like, that pie where it shows you the percentage of who's watching. 95%. It's 95% men.
Men?
Yeah.
I want to see that pie. Yeah. Just watch my videos.
Like, go out. Listen, I'm going to make the little video so you can see it. I'll send it to you. Give me, like, 20 minutes, and you'll see. And it's, I promise you, it's all men.
Oh.
I'll bet you right now your channel's probably 80% men. I can bet on it. Yeah.
We don't have to bet.
And you
here.
Guys, Steve, you 80% men on your TikTok.
Hey, that's the way it is. Hey, you know, whether it's men or women, as long as they're watching, right?
Always watching, right?
No, I really don't care.
I don't care.
Money's green.
Okay, so cooking with Kitty. And then cooking with Kitty and Tokyo Wish. And Kitty also cooks alone. And then she cooks with other people sometimes, other guests. Mm-hmm. So it's a cooking show. And if you want to know all about it, we'll post your link trees again on the stream comment boxes. And so people can go see both of you guys, girls, and see whatever they want to, whatever they can communicate with you.
don't put us in that genre, because then they're gonna think we have something special.
No, I meant gals. How's that?
But in our industry, they're gonna say, "Oh,
yes."
You know, I get called a drag queen a lot, so. When I have my
How are we supposed to know what you get called?
I tell you on every show.
I've never. Have you heard Alyssa? Tatiana says that she's been called a drag queen.
Alyssa wasn't on every show.
I've not. Eddie, okay, Eddie, have you heard this?
I don't believe so. No.
Listening. Sorry. My niece. Sorry, I'm listening.
What the hell is that? Hey. Is that an 80s phone or what?
Oh, yeah, we're going to the 80s,
baby. Okay, Kitty, we want to thank you so much. I think you were very articulate and very professional on this interview. I just wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
And I know that, you know, your cooking is there's some sexy into it and all that, and that's all good, but you're very professional today, and I want to thank you so much for being professional. I was very, very impressed.
What were you expecting? A naughty girl?
Well, that's a whole different thing. I'm just being professional now. Now we got the naughty side. I got to say that rear end, I would eat anything off that thing. Eddie, it doesn't even have to be bugs. I'll eat gummy bears or whatever. What are you? What else is there?
Jeez.
Oh, my scorpions. God. Cheese. Scorpions, cheese. Oh, my.
Whipped cream. Chocolate sauce.
I'd even eat that white sauce y'all are talking about.
Tzatziki? We haven't eaten any of that.
Tzatziki? What's it called? Bouzouki?
Tzatziki. I think it's
like T-Z-E-K-E. I'll tell you what. If I'm ever in town, you guys can record that me eating tzatziki off Kitty's butt.
Yes.
And, you know.
Deal.
Just because I'm a, what do you call it, what do you call that, Alyssa, when you're in? I'm a team player.
Oh my God.
And I'm ready to play.
Right.
I'm ready to play.
I'm a shortstop.
But anyway, people, I've checked out their cooking show. It's very cool. I like it a lot. I watch it every time it comes on Tuesdays. And the girls know I watch because they see me in there. And that's probably one of the only shows that I watch besides Tatiana's videos on YouTube, her show.
Yep.
But this one I've been watching regularly whenever they come on. I sit there and I end up almost watching the whole thing, Eddie, and I like it. So you guys should check it out. Okay, guys, we're going to get out of here. I want to thank you guys for being gone. Let me pull you up so everybody can see you one more time. And
I'll make my plug. This is Tatiana at Tokyo-ish. That's Tokyo ISHH. And don't forget to get me on everything. And also I'm on 88.9 The Mix Monday through Friday with DJ H. Fidel. I'm a DJ now.
All right. Send us your link trees again, and we'll post them on the comment box and do our best over here to promote your shows. How's that sound?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on. You girls are awesome.
Thanks for coming.
I like how they always say thanks for coming. They say coming a lot. That's why I love these girls.
Thanks for stopping by.
Wait.
I'm so used to writing that, and I was talking to someone regular, and I was like, I'll come over right now. And I was like, I am so sorry. I was like, man, that was the talk text.
It spelled it out wrong too, huh?
Completely. And I was so embarrassed because I'm like, okay, I'm coming to pick the kids up at church. I'm coming right now. And I was like, I am so sorry.
Oh, God.
I said,
this girl's having a good time over there.
He laughed, and now there's an extra person on my OF, so.
You got another fan, huh?
Got another fan.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much. Take care, and we'll keep in contact.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh my goodness! That, I don't know. That's a show. That's a heavy show right there.
Yeah,
after dark.
After Eddie, that's what you don't even want to watch the regular show, where they just cook. They cook food and
I'll watch it.
You have to watch that. What is that, Alyssa? You have to watch that. You just got to watch boobs and butt all the time.
Yeah.
Don't you just want to watch cooking and good food? Stuff.
But no distractions.
Nothing wrong if you don't, Eddie. That's why they do a little bit of everything. There's something for everybody. If you just want to skip all that food
during the day.
I can't imagine. Listen, would you ever cook naked and then bend over to get something out of the oven?
If you had to.
If I had a body like that.
What do you mean if you had to? Eddie, I don't want you. Not talking about you. I'm talking about a woman. Nobody want to see Eddie bending over. Geez,
well, my, I'm
saying I had a body like hers, yes.
All right. I guess, yeah, people would watch. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I can get it. Yeah. They'd watch a sexy girl cooking naked and getting things. Of course, they're going to want to wait. Is she going to bend over? Is she going to bend? Guys are guys. Guys are guys. So something for everybody. She I like how we went from Jerry Springer to naked girls cooking, bending over.
It's kind trash of, TV day.
Trash TV. That's right. Well, speaking of trash, do you guys know what a throat goat is?
A throat goat?
No.
I'm glad Alberto popped back up. Alberto, can you look that up, because it's an actual meaning.
Okay. Throat goat. I'll go on incognito mode so it doesn't stay on my.
Oh. Sorry. He's got to go on the
garage. Sorry.
That's right. I like how he finally gets a piece of our show and we're talking about throat goats.
he heard the topic. I'm like, I got to get my woman out of there.
Yeah, oh. He can't hear you, so he
has to. Oh, okay. Let's say the first time Alyssa's guy hears any part of our show, it's throat goating.
Yeah. Ask him if he knows what it is, Alyssa.
Ask him if he knows what a throat goat is.
You know what a throat goat is?
Oh, what?
A throat goat.
Hey, they don't keep secrets from each other, man.
I'll tell you later. What is it?
What do you mean you got to go incognito for, Alberto?
I don't trust what that is.
Oh, it's a. I kind of know what it is, but I want the proper definition.
It's the Urban Dictionary. The title you give.
That's proper.
The title you give someone who gives the best oral sex even you've ever had in your life. That
yeah,
it?
See, it's pretty plain and simple. Yeah. And then you can see
you
sometimes.
You
can, and sometimes you can see the little bulge in their neck. You know how it looks cute? You can see the little bulge right there.
A slut. That doesn't need to come up for air when slurping that nut straight from the source.
Oh, wow. Whoa, wait a minute. This definition went.
Here's what we're
going. 0 to 60 real quick.
A female who is adept at sucking the soul out of your body. She is the goat with the throat.
There you go. She owns it, right? She owns her man's property or whatever you want to call it. So you're the goat. If you're a woman and your man
greatest of all time.
You're his goat. And nothing wrong with that. If you're a girl and you got a guy, you want to be his goat, right, Eddie?
That's right.
Well, not you, but if the girl wants to be the goat for him,
she'll be the goat.
I just love Urban Dictionary definitions because they put a whole bunch in this guy. Barack Obama is the throat goat because he can shove so much down his throat at once.
Oh boy! I liked how he just said the definition from the beginning, that short definition, and that was it. Yeah. And he had to throw in all this other.
Or I guess other people have their own definitions. People, specifically ones named Riley, who are exceptionally talented at slobbing knobs. So somebody has a problem with a Riley somewhere.
Who the hell's Riley?
I don't know.
Must be an act.
It's
porn.
Maybe Riley Reed.
Maybe. Let's see here. Well, now everybody knows. If you're a woman out there listening to the show, there's no shame in being a throat goat to your guy. He would be very happy for you to be the goat.
Here's another definition. Usually used for people named Sean who are good at slurping down Cocoa Puffs and deep-throating lollipops.
Cocoa Puffs?
What? Sean?
Holy mackerel. Eddie, have you ever heard of this stuff?
No.
Nope, you don't really like to get into this kind of stuff, do you?
First I've heard about it.
No.
First I've heard of
throat goating. Oh, here's something that, it's just a regular story, guys. So don't be disappointed and get upset with me because I know you like this throat goating talks and all these sex talk, and I try to get out of it, but you don't let me. But I have to talk about other news, okay?
Move on.
All right.
Did you hear about the Menudo band member who claimed? Did you hear about that?
Yes.
It's the Melendez brothers' dad.
Yes. What do you think about that? Do you think that's true, or you think he's talking What do you think? Because the guy, the dad was in the music industry, right?
Mm-hmm. Was he? Yeah, I didn't know much about the dad.
That was his job. He was.
The boys, claimed that he did it to them, and that's why they killed him.
What do you think, Eddie? You think there's any truth to it?
I probably.
I guess we should say what it's about, huh? We're talking amongst each other because we know about it, and everybody says, "Well, what is it about?"
What is it about?
Probably. Go ahead, Alyssa. Since Alyssa knows, why don't you? I'll let you.
So the Menudo
the Menudo brothers.
The Menudo band member had came out recently claiming that the Melendez brothers' father had molested him as a child or as a teenager or whatever when Menudo was big.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
which is important because the brothers basically defense was that they were molested all their lives, right? And that's why they did what they did, not for money, as you know the prosecutors claim. So
I also heard that whether you believe it or not, I was hearing that this isn't gonna give the Melendez brothers. Yeah, it's not gonna help their case, and I don't know why it wouldn't. Why wouldn't?
I mean, I know
they would have to.
They'd have to appeal.
I don't know about appeal. I mean, they can ask for a new trial.
But how do you
can't be tried for the same crime twice?
Well, no. If you are found not guilty, you can't be tried again. Because that's really an appeal. I mean, you're being tried again.
But how do they know? How can they prove that the father molested them when he's dead? I mean,
they presented their evidence. The jury didn't believe it. Now, if you have other people coming up,
it's possible, right?
Saying this guy also molested me. So,
well, because they could use that as a. Because the brothers claim that the dad was molesting them, right? And that's why they were scared of him, and that's why they killed him. Well, I guess they can always say, well, now we have this other popular person back in the 80s or that molested me too. So maybe there's some truth to it. They could always use that. Excuse me.
Was the mom molesting
him
too?
I didn't hear anything about the mom, Eddie.
Well, they both died. They killed them both. So
yeah, they shot them both.
Yeah, but I think I don't know why they probably had to kill the mom. No, I don't know.
Wasn't there a thing that the mom knew, but she didn't care.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. They were upset with the mom too because the mom they claim the mom knew about it but didn't help them. Yeah. Alyssa, am I right here? I hope you're looking some stuff up or.
No, I don't see anything like I'm trying. Sorry, I'm double. But yeah, I mean, I don't see where it said the mom knew and all that.
Got it.
I'm sure she did. Yeah,
stop talking, Alyssa. We can't hear you. I don't know. She can't hear us. Hold on. Yeah, she's gone froggy. What happened? She's gone froggy.
Sound like Mr. Roboto.
Oh, was that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Why would he wait so long though? I mean,
Well, some shame, you know.
Shame.
You know it, or some people repress it and they bury it in their head and then something happens.
You would think. I mean, I get it that people don't want to. They want to forget about it, or they don't want nobody to know that a guy molested them or what have you. But when this trial was going on, that was a big trial. You would have think if he felt for those Melendez boys, you would have thought he's all, I got to help them. Unless he didn't care. I mean, or thought about like, hey, I don't want nobody to know a man touched me or whatever.
Or he didn't remember. Yeah. I mean, they block it.
Or maybe, I don't know where he, Menudo was from Puerto Rico. Maybe he didn't hear about it.
Everybody heard about it.
I know it's big. I mean, this was before cable news and stuff. I know it was big local here in Los Angeles, but not. I don't know. Was it nationwide or worldwide? I mean, I can't remember that far back, anyways. I don't remember. Like, I don't remember news coverage of it.
I do. I remember it. I remember that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it was on TV.
Big deal.
On TV.
Big deal here or big deal? Like I'm saying, you know, maybe CNN was around, but it's not like now that how news travels. You know, even though little court cases in Louisiana, we're gonna hear about them here.
Well, that's like saying, like the OJ case, that was about as big as the OJ case. I mean, do you think people heard outside of the U.S.?
I don't know.
Or no, it's a U.S. thing. So why would people in Cambodia know about it? Or,
well, I mean, if the media nationwide made a big deal of it, as it did with OJ,
it was a big thing.
And that was a lot OJ of Larry Keene, like, you know, running it. I don't know.
When this trial came out, it was
China, Russia, all over at the courthouse.
The Melendez brother, that trial was before OJ, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, when that came out, that was like the OJ trial. It was on TV 24/7. It was all over the news.
Or was it concurrent? Because I remember I've heard the stories that when they were at LA County, you know, they're holding Simpson for his trial, that he was yelling in the cell, and I think one of the brothers told him, "Hey, nobody cares."
I think they had just finished their trial. You're right.
Well, if they had finished.
They did.
Unless they were waiting for sentencing. You know, they're not saying the county. They're going to prison.
Well, my thing is it was at that time. I don't know. I saw it all over the place. I even think it was on Larry King. It was on all these shows.
I remember.
It was in 1993.
Well, remember, there were two trials. I think one came out a mistrial or a hung jury. So they tried them again, which is the only way you can try, you know, a person. If trial does not come out with a verdict, you can try them again. The only way. Double jeopardy means if a jury finds you not guilty, you know, they can't go try you again and try you again and try you again. Once you get the not guilty, that's it. I mean, they can government can charge you for another crime or something, but they can't charge you for that specific whatever they found you not guilty for.
Wasn't there a movie with Double Jeopardy?
Yeah, that was with Ashley Judd. I don't know how legal that is, but what was the basic was that Ashley's just married to this guy and then he fakes his death and they convict her, you know, for murder. She gets convicted for murder, but then she finds out she gets released for whatever reason. And then she finds out he's still alive. And then she, you know, she goes on the hunt. And there's that scene with Tommy Lee Jones, you know, she's pointing the gun at the husband. And the thing is, you know, you've already been convicted for his murder, so if you actually kill him, they can't try you again. Now, I don't know how that works exactly. I'm not sure if that's an official, right. You know.
It is a law. It's a double jeopardy law.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Well, he's supposed to be dead. I think that was the whole thing. He's supposed to be dead, so if you kill him.
But he's not dead.
I don't know. All I know is that court case was all over TV like OJ's was. If you guys remember, I don't know. I remember it was on 24/7.
Yeah, I remember.
All I remember is Ashley just hot as hell in that movie.
Eddie, you agree?
Huh?
You agree?
Yeah, she was a pretty nice looking woman.
Alyssa?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we all agree on one thing.
All right.
What else was she in? Anything else? I don't remember her.
Kiss the Girls.
Kiss the Girls.
The one with Morgan Freeman.
Didn't she play Marilyn Monroe in that HBO movie? I think that's where she got her break.
I have no idea. She played Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah. I believe it was her.
Wasn't she a Winona? Was she the judge? Didn't she sing?
I don't know if she sang.
Yeah. But not really. Her sister and her mom sang.
Ashley Judd or what?
Naomi. She didn't sing, Eddie. She's an actor.
Winona.
And Naomi.
She left the singing to her sisters, Eddie.
Oh, okay.
Her sister and her mom.
She was a pretty one, you know. She went for the acting.
Even her mom was pretty.
Yeah, the other ones are pretty, too. I mean, I'd go for it.
You wouldn't
kick him out of bed. I like a little country.
You wouldn't kick him out of bed, Husty?
No way. But didn't the mom committed suicide, right? Was that the mom? Yes.
Year That's was right. it a year ago or like 2 years ago? I just saw a story.
Recently. Was she sick though?
No, she was depressed and mental. You know,
mentally.
Mental.
That's too bad. Well, that's people have that, right?
Yeah, way to bring it down, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Eddie. Thanks a lot. Let me see.
Suicide?
Hey, okay, hey. Have you guys seen that shirt that says, there's a shirt for Mother's Day coming out. Mother's Day's coming up, and they have this shirt out. It's called Thanks for Not Swallowing Us. And it has the little sperms on it, and it has the kids' names. Happy Mother's Day. What do you think? You think a mom would wear that?
No. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
A cool mom, you know.
I might.
Kind of funny, don't you think, Eddie?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think it's funny?
No.
Oh, come on.
Eddie cries about his children that got swallowed. Eddie has names for all the millions.
Let me see if I can find this. I gotta show. I think it's the funniest thing. So okay, here you go.
So is that what you're gonna get for your mom, Steve? You know, not you know that that necklace with the heart with the names. Steve's gonna get him his mom that shirt.
I think it's funny. Why would somebody get?
People get offended
for like their underwear's up their ass just because it's a funny shirt.
Well, ask Eddie, he got all offended.
No, I'm not offended. I just don't think it's funny.
Oh my god, Eddie, calm down. It's just a funny shirt.
Not saying.
Well, it's true. Too.
Not my
it's
kind true. Of humor.
Yeah. Right, Alyssa.
Then for Father's Day, it's gonna be like, "Oh, thanks for not putting us in a sock."
Yeah, I think that's funny. Thanks for putting Eddie, us in the
Eddie,
right place.
Eddie doesn't find that funny either. You know, he's against that stuff.
I mean, if you think about it, Eddie, look at, we could have all easily been swallowed and not be here today.
Swallowed her in a sock.
That's true.
You know, you can be all you want, but you know, wives swallow. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. If they like you, if they don't like you, then you know, maybe.
Or they make you pull out.
Yeah. Tell you to get off and get away.
Thank you for not.
I don't want that stuff in me.
Roll over and cry.
Thank you for not making Dad shoot us on the stomach.
Oh. See, I understand how you feel, Eddie. These two talk too sexual for me sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Look who brought it up.
Well, it's just a T-shirt. Everybody started talking about blowing on bellies and all this.
Okay, next time you bring something like that up, what are we supposed to do? Yeah, that's funny. Okay, move on.
Well, no, Eddie was getting violent over there. So I thought he was going to start punching the wall.
All I said is not my kind of
Eddie, thing. Eddie's going to walk off the show again. He's going to get another letter in the mail.
I'm sorry. God, I got to be careful these days. I just thought it was funny.
Hey, but you're trying to go with it, man. Come on.
Yeah
that's just a T-shirt.
Funny? Fine. Alyssa, next time. Yes, Steve, I'm that's pissed. Very funny. And then just, you know, stare the camera.
And then move on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I got to ask Eddie, then what would be your type of humor with something like that? Was it because it has sperm on it? Or is it the swallowing? What turned you off where you want to get violent?
That's not something I would give my mom for Mother's Day.
Okay, let's say you don't give the present, but let's say I'm giving my mom or Alberto's giving his mom. We're doing it. Would you think it's funny?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. I just thought because it's his mom. I get it. You don't think if I gave my mom that shirt and you wouldn't be laughing, going, Steve, what the hell are you doing? Not. That's You would be disgusted and mad?
More respect for his mother.
I have respect. Anyway, I wouldn't be here if she wasn't doing whatever she was doing. We all have to face that. We have to face that.
Yeah, because we're here.
Mom and Dad, believe it or not, Eddie, before we were even around,
they were
liked
doing
each
it.
Other. Yes. Yeah, they liked each other.
They were doing the nasty, Eddie. You know,
it's not that I sit around and think about it, but I know, hey, that's how we got here.
Yeah,
that's right.
And we can sit here and go, yes, it was all out of love and fingers interlocked and all that. But you don't know if it was out of pounding or what. We don't know. It could have been, you know, when we have sex, it's sometimes it's a wild
Eddie,
night.
Eddie, your daddy didn't pull out fast enough. Here you are. Yo, I don't know.
You're gonna get upset. Stop it!
You all have kids. I'm sure one of those kids was. Damn it!
I have nothing, Eddie. I have nothing to do with this one.
I think that
we all know how we got here.
You know what, hey, Steve? Let's band together.
I'm never bringing that shirt up again.
We're getting that shirt for Eddie's kid's mother.
I'm not getting nothing.
I wouldn't give that. I wouldn't give that to my ex-wife. No.
Don't worry, we'll do it for you.
Okay, how about this? Would you give it to somebody that you were had a relationship, a girl, and it ended bad, and she was very, very mean to you, treated you like shit?
So no, I'm not giving her a present. Period.
Oh, okay.
No, you give it to a girl. You know, you wanted a relationship. You were real nice to her, and she, you know, dumped you, or then wanted to be with you. You know, she wanted some other guy, and then. He got her pregnant, you know, three times and then left her.
Damn, three times.
Well, there were three kids on that. There were three sperms on that shirt. You know,
yeah, I'm sure you could put just one. You don't have to put three.
No, let's make it good.
Imagine
multiple.
If you had like seven kids, it'd be like seven sperms. Alyssa, what is going on here? I can't do this. Eddie, I had nothing with this. They made me talk about the shirt. If there's something else,
Alyssa, if you got that shirt from your one of your kids, would you find it funny?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure she wouldn't wear it around town, but I'm sure she'd wear it at home if it had like a get together or a party or something.
Were you wearing on the show?
What's that?
I'd put it on Mother's Day.
Every Mother's Day, that's your shirt.
Use it as a pajama.
I don't think that's what you want to wear that to bed. That's a, you know, imagine wearing that having sex. Oh boy, passing the shirt down, passing the shirt down to generations.
You start putting a family tree on it with sperm.
Oh, family sperm tree.
So you got the parent and then the kids with their kids and all sperm.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna buy one for my daughters.
Did you get the link when I held it up? It's actually a shirt they're selling. I saw it on Facebook. So I was on Facebook. I was like, what is this?
Eddie believes, you know, when you see those heart pendants, you know, jewelry with the names, you know, that's what Eddie would get, you know, not the shirt.
Yes, that's something.
Something
I would
romantic.
Buy. Right.
Eddie, it's just funny. You know what? Honestly, I probably wouldn't get my mom that. I just think it is funny.
I should hope not, Steve.
But you take everything too serious. I'm not like I'd wrap up a T-shirt with sperm on it.
Eddie's gonna
go, hey mom, I got you something.
Eddie's gonna call Steve's mom and go, you know what? You want a better son? I'm available.
But there's some people, you know, that families that get along like that are jokesters and they think it's just funny and they, mm-hmm. you know,
obviously you have
crack
to
crack up when the mom opens the present.
You know, you have to know your parents. I mean, if they have a good sense of humor, okay, you know.
There's people that there's different types of humor and
Eddie's family is too.
There's different types
tied
of families.
Down.
Yes,
yes.
There's
different types of families. Or people are uptight and don't like that kind of humor, and I get it. It's okay.
Then you don't have to be uptight.
Well, because what I said about the shirt, you laughed. Why'd you laugh for?
Because.
You didn't get angry until I said about
Eddie. I remember that.
I think I was more laughing that someone would come up with a shirt like that.
Oh, okay.
That's more funny to me than the shirt itself.
Okay.
And someone actually thinking those things.
And I think Eddie's still thinking about, what were we talking about when he brought the show down? Somebody died or something. Huh?
Winona Judd's suicide?
Oh, yeah, the mom. No, the mom of the Judd mom.
It's all your fault, Steve. That wasn't a good segue. We needed a neutral story right there.
I was trying, Eddie. I'm really trying, Eddie. You know, Alyssa, you wanna help me out here or no?
The Judds.
Help you out how?
I just thought it was funny. Okay, so now, look at this, Eddie. How about this? Alyssa can now tell her man. What a throat goat is because he asked. He's like, "What is a throat goat?" Now, does that make you laugh? Okay, now we're all good now. That does make sense. I didn't think about it. Like, you know, you're the GOAT. Mm-hmm. You're the greatest of all time. Oh my gosh. Well, it's nice that we're all together again today, and hopefully it stays that way sometimes, and if not, then you'll get one of us, two of us, three of us, and if you're lucky, you'll get all four of us. So
enjoy these shows. They're very special.
Yes, very special. You know what? Speaking of, we're going to get out of here right now, but next week we're having that show with that lady with Down syndrome. But it's not going to be live because she can only do it through Zoom. So I'm not very Zoomy. So I'm going to try my best to record it and then put it on YouTube so you guys can watch it. But that's the only way she'll do an interview. So I can't say no because I think it's a pretty big story where she lives. So it's good for us to interview her. Colette's Cookies. Eddie, you know, you've read about her, right?
Yes.
I sent you all the info. So Eddie actually studied up on this one, Alberto. I was very touched that
she's a well-educated girl. I can't remember what school she went to, but it's a good school.
But all she did was pretty cool, huh? What she's become today.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised. Eddie said, send me all the info. I'm going to read up on her and all this. I was like, oh, wow, look at Eddie go over there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn it, Jim. All right, let's get out of here because Alyssa's got to jump on a 4x4 and go riding with a man.
That's going to work.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What is going on, Alyssa? Why didn't you tell us? I didn't know.
That's okay.
Okay, well, we got to get out of here then. We'll be back next week. We'll post what we're going to be doing and keep you guys up to date. And until then, we'll see you guys soon.
Next week.
Alrighty.
Next week. Now, if I can find, there it is.
Stupid reality again.